This is the Real BS Show.com. On a rainy, do the weather report. It's raining and it's cold. It's 48. Of course, 48 is not bad compared to a couple months ago. Whew. But we're going to do a quickie.
Yeah.
Today, okay? All right. You got anything to say, Seth?
I got to
talk.
I got some music.
Yo, there you go. That's good. Yeah, I'm glad you always got music.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I forget who does what and why, and you know, because all my music people are dying, right, or dead already.
A lot of mine are dying and dead.
They have a bunch of drug addicts.
I know, right?
Alcoholics and drug addicts.
A little too much partying.
Yeah.
And then you got Keith Richards, who's still kicking.
You know? Amazing. Amazing. Think where he'd probably live to 200 if he behaved himself.
I think he preserved himself those drugs he took, probably.
Yeah, preservatives.
Yeah. MSG.
Shoot. Well, let's kick the ball in the rear end and play some tunes. You got some rejects from Deep Purple?
Yeah.
And Deep Purple, if you mush it up, it comes out a rainbow.
There you go.
You know. So, I think that's where they got the name.
You remember Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah, he's dead too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, his...
His kid, yeah.
His son, yeah.
He was playing in the bass there for a while. Now he's doing everything.
Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen.
Wolfgang, yeah.
He plays all the instruments in this... when he did the recording, he played all the instruments, and he started a band called Mammoth. So, that's interesting.
Valerie Bertinelli or something like that? That was her mom. That was his mom.
You're right.
She divorced him in, I don't know, 2017 or something like that, before he died anyways.
Right.
shoot. Yeah, there's a lot of good big-time musicians that died or just washed away and just were broke when they were, you know, even Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and some of those people just, they were broke.
Hmm.
They were so far in a hole and the management just ripped them off big time. So they screwed them all. They just killed themselves and
kind of reminds
the end of that gravy train.
Yeah, that sounds like the human story, you know. You get somebody to kind of help you out in the beginning. And
you'd
then
be shocked if you knew how many country stars, especially. I mean, them boys like to drink.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
And they did drugs, you know. I don't know, just crazy, crazy, crazy. But I guess everybody's going to go someday, so they're just in a hurry.
Right.
So, okay, well, let's fire something up here and see. You got anything? Can you explain what's coming here?
Yeah. I got some Mammoth.
Mammoth.
We'll start with that.
All right.
Fades when I go on. distances, I will be with you. No matter what the distances, you'll be okay. No matter what. Yeah.
CBS show on a rainy, cold Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
What else is new? Okay. Well, you take it away, Seth. You got the box full of music.
I got the box full of music, you know. Some of it, you know. There's a lot of music out there. It's always fun finding new things. That's a
only about a billion songs. That's all about it.
That's a struggle. And then it's like when you bring a list for Bill to hear, he's going to have to go through it too. So it gets filtered down real quick because there's a lot of bands out there that are new, but I filter them through, say, that's junk. I don't like that, so I don't include it. And that's about 75% of the music. And then there's that other, the 25% that I bring to Bill, it's usually cut in half with Bill. So, you win some, you lose some, you know. This is how we work, you know.
Yeah, that's close enough.
That's fair, I think, you know, because you do have to judge music. You know, it is a subjective thing that people like, but at the end of the day, it's what we're looking for, talent. That's what we're looking for, good music, you know. And this one, you brought up Rainbow. That's actually, you're kind of...
Well, I don't know. I just heard the stories about Deep Purple.
Right.
And where Ritchie Blackmore went, you know, after that, he started this Rainbow thing. And I never heard Rainbow before.
Right.
I never, didn't even know about him.
When you mentioned it, I was like, wait a second. I remember that story. I like Deep Purple. And then I was like, oh, these songs I remember now. And it instantly brought back memories of hearing him all the time. So I don't even know what decade this is. So, but
yeah,
I enjoy the music. I enjoy the song. So,
all right. Well, we'll do a quickie today.
Yeah,
because it's
raining.
Raining. It's getting late.
Right.
GoDaddy's giving you a headache.
Yeah. Well, that's normal. I get upset at computers. I don't get upset at people. Just computers. And so don't interpret it, Bill, that I'm angry at anything.
Why did the guy in India tell you it's going to take 24 hours?
Yeah.
Did he tell you that in the beginning instead of?
Well, yeah. It is what it is. It's been a while since I had to order a .us domain name, and I didn't know it was going to take 24 hours to reflect on your account. So that's a secret what's going on. There's a project Bill's working on. We'll release it when it comes out. You know, we'll talk about it next week maybe.
Yeah. That should be fun.
Yeah.
And if Google does their thing like they did with my wood business,
hey.
We'll be playing 6 days a week.
There's tactics to use. You make it pop out more, and that's kind of what I'm going to do with what your new project. We'll just say, there's a little bit of magic you do. You don't have to do. Some people pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get popularity on the internet, but if you just do certain things right, then it's easy to do. You just got to know those things.
Yeah. Well, that's where you come in.
Yeah.
You're part of the BS band.
Yeah. I am a BSer.
it's an offshoot from the real BS show.
One of my relatives. My philosophy teacher in high school said I was a good BSer. And I was like, oh, thanks. I don't know if it was a compliment or...
She's telling you you're a good liar or what?
He was saying that he was a Greek guy that smoked cigars. Really nice guy. Even though he could be a jerk sometimes, that's normal. But... he was a good guy, in my opinion, in my books, and he says, oh, that's a good thing. I'm complimenting you. I'm like, okay, I don't really believe that. whatever, you know.
All right, well, let's play a little, what'd you say it was? Oh, Rainbow.
Rainbow, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is new to me, too, so.
Yeah.
Ritchie Blackmore?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, let's see what he's got to offer here.
When evening
sail away on ships of wonder. But life's not a wheel with chains made of steel, so bless me. Thank you.
This is the Real BS Show. We're back live.
Yeah, we're doing a quickie today, you don't put everybody to sleep.
No, yeah, no rainbows today, though. Maybe later.
Yeah, we might, if the sun comes out. It might be a day or two from now. I don't know. Let's play a couple more songs and go home.
Yeah.
I want to sit on a porch and cover up with a blanket.
Yeah, I need to
listen to the rain beating on the roof.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess see y'all later or see you next week or stay healthy, be good, you know, eat the right foods, and you are what you eat. You know that?
That's very true.
So, careful what you eat.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, well, have a good weekend, everybody. You know, the weekend's coming up. And
we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
10-4.
See ya.
Show you don't get